his annual State of the State address, Governor John Hickenlooper laid the groundwork for his TBD proposal.
Actually, we tried to come up with a catchy name, but TBD really captures the intended outcome. It is to be determined. Colorado's future is to be determined.
The governor wants to hear how citizens would tackle the biggest policy challenges facing the state.
As Abraham Lincoln said, with public sentiment, nothing can fail. Without it, nothing can succeed.
According to a recent study from the University of Denver, Colorado is on an unsustainable path and has a constitutional conundrum, with the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights restricting what revenue the state can keep, and Amendment 23 that mandates annual increases in education spending. John Strayer is a political science professor at Colorado State University.
The realities are that by 2020, if something doesn't change in our fiscal policy, we're going to run out of money for everything except Medicaid, prisons, and K-12 education. End of the line. Money's gone. Now, I don't think anybody wants that.
But what do Coloradans want? That challenge falls to Kay Rader, the executive director of TBD Colorado, which is privately funded. This spring, she and a volunteer board will schedule 120 meetings in 40 regions across the state. The meetings are invite only, and Rader says TBD will pick people already engaged in their communities, but steer away from elected officials.
To really hear from the people directly, what are their thoughts, rather than having, you know, that top-down government-driven solution. We don't know the outcomes yet.
The guided discussions will only focus on education, health care, the budget, transportation, and state personnel issues. Rader says while the goal is to move beyond taxing and spending arguments, she does think the topic of money will come up.
In the beginning, though, with any project like this, it's typical that you start broad. And you look at, first, what is important to Coloradans so that you make sure you catch those things and you don't make assumptions that may not be true. And then later on, as you start to hear ideas and themes from people, then you can start to get more specific about what the outcomes might be.
The governor has repeatedly said he's not trying to get the public to approve a tax increase to solve the state's financial issues. Voters don't appear to be in the mood. Last fall, voters overwhelmingly struck down an initiative that would have increased sales and income taxes to pay for public education. Democratic Senator Raleigh Heath of Boulder sponsored that measure and says the public has to be made aware of how dire the situation is.
Obviously, my immediate concern was around education. And that continues to be so, but it carries over to transportation, to all other aspects of the state. Obviously, we're not maintaining our roads. We certainly are not providing for mental health and, you know, all the other issues that we have. I have high hopes that all of those conversations will happen.
Many lawmakers say they're keeping an open mind about the governor's initiative. Republicans already see eye to eye with Hickenlooper on several policy issues, such as efforts to cut government red tape, streamline rules for businesses, and reform the state's personnel system. But whether or not they'll be on board with any final proposal,
TBD. I guess we'll see.
That's Speaker of the House Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch. He says he'll look forward to seeing more specifics.
And obviously we'll participate in any one of these grassroots efforts that the governor puts together because we do enjoy working with him and he is good to work with. We just need to get moving in a positive direction.
This marks the third listening tour of Hickenlooper's administration. From previous listening tours, he crafted an economic policy and came up with ideas for reducing government regulations. But this time, the governor won't be attending any of the meetings in person. TBD Executive Director Kay Rader says given everything that's at stake, he wants to make sure to keep politics out of it. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.